Blog Talk Radio.
We are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Reverend Jermaine Lewis, and I'm going to say he is the CEO of TBOC Christian Clothing Line. And how are you today?
I'm doing well, Ms. Verna. Thank you for having me today.
Great, great. If you can tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
Okay, my name is Jermaine Lewis. I am the president and CEO of TBOC, the Body of Christ Apparel. And we're basically promoting God's word, bringing the scriptures back to the forefront, bringing God back to the forefront, and just sharing the gospel with people. You know, nowadays we hide the gospel only in churches a lot of times. So it's time for the gospel to get back to the streets. So we use our clothing to promote God everywhere we go and just to empower the body of Christ.
So how did you get started with, if you don't mind me, Reverend Lewis, how did you get started with the clothing line? What brought it about?
Well, there were two instances that brought about this clothing line. First, my background. I've always been an artist. I've always been into artsy type things and into God. And the Lord took my art and he took the word that he shared with me and he brought them together for this Christian clothing line. There were two events that happened in my life that brought this about. One was realizing that the church is where the gospel is and the gospel is preached, and the fact that we're not really out in the community as much as other religious organizations are. And the Lord just dealt with my heart about that and said that we need to be more bold for him. And then the second situation, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay, and the second situation was just I ran into a homeless man who had kind of just been pushed aside, and I, after speaking with him, I found out it was his birthday, and he just wanted a birthday celebration. He asked for some money to get some cheese and some grapes. It was going to be his great meal for his birthday, and he told me about how bad his day was, and the Lord reminded me that even his little ones, sometimes you don't know that you're entertaining angels, so watch how you treat each other. So the combination of both those events kind of brought TBOC about, and from there, God has just been having his way, and we've been just growing in ministry, growing, loving people, growing, and just being bold for Christ.
That's really good. You know, we really don't know if we're entertaining an angel or whatever. So it's always so nice to be kind to people, just in general.
Exactly.
Because you just never know what can come of it, what can come of it. Now, in your clothing line, are you the one that, do you do all the designing, come up with all the wording for your T-shirts and different things like that?
Yes. I actually do the designs, myself and my wife. And we come up with all original designs, but they're given some guide, and we just execute them the way he says to do them.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, That's how you draw your inspiration, or where do you draw your inspiration from?
Well, our inspiration comes from just living life and trying to live for the Lord and keeping our ears and our eyes open to what he's doing and what he's saying. So literally our inspiration is just being sensitive to the Spirit, and whatever the Lord says do, or whatever the Lord says put on a shirt or promote, that's exactly what we do.
That's fantastic. Are you also a minister?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I've been a minister now for coming up on 12 years almost. So, yeah, God has really been blessing me in this ministry.
That's really wonderful. That's wonderful. And you all go out into the community and you are involved in community activities as well?
Yes, we are. There's so many activities that we're a part of, and we just show up. You know, you never know where God needs you. You never know who may need you. So the best thing that you can do is just kind of show up and just see where the people are and just show up. We come ready to do ministry. It doesn't have to be scheduled, but we know God is always needed. No matter what the format is, God is always needed.
And what about, can you tell us about some of your activities that you may have going on in your community?
Okay, well, let me see. Well, right now, we don't personally have anything scheduled, but the last activity that we were part of was, well, we actually work with a few different organizations. My wife happens to be a key person with working with events in the community. So she does a lot of work with the homeless and a lot of work with just trying to gather people to get housing for those that are homeless, permanent housing, permanent, get shelters, get all kinds of just the needs met. So when we show up, whether they know it's TBOC or not, we're doing ministry, we don't always have to point the emphasis to us, but we do point the emphasis to getting the work done, and we do it in such a way that God gets the glory.
Well, I know it is so important that we, you know, give back to our community, and I know you're doing such a wonderful thing with your clothing line. Now, how can we, if you don't mind telling our listening audience, how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and how they can, you know, get your clothing, get your T-shirts and everything that you may have in your clothing line.
Okay. Well, our website, we have a website. Right now we have a online store is the main way that we're operating now. And our website is www.tbocstore.com. That's tboxstore.com. And our number is 562-888-1025. And we can be contacted also via email. Our email address is tbocstore@gmail.com. But we're always available, and we know that God can do some wonders if we just continue to spread this message just to become bold for Christ. So these are the avenues where you can reach us, and I hope that you all like what you see when you go on the website.
Now, that's a wonderful thing, being bold for Christ. I was speaking with someone not too long ago about actually being bold in the Word, and that's what God tells us in the Bible, to be bold and stand out and not be ashamed of the gospel. So that makes
exactly.
a huge difference. Now,
exactly.
Reverend Lewis, if you have any words for maybe younger people who are trying to get into this type of industry, what would you tell them?
I would tell them whatever the Lord tells you to do, whatever the Lord is leading you to do, do it. It may not always be spelled out. You may not even fully understand what the results may be and how much you may, what kind of impact you'll make. But when God says it, he's looking for those who are able to hear his voice and obey him. Therefore, he could trust them to do the work. So I would suggest that, especially young people, the scripture says to remember the Lord in the days of your youth. And especially now, God is trying to talk to those who are sensitive to his ear and also those who have a presence with other young people. Because right now, the truth of the matter is the attack is against the young people. Some of us that are a little bit older or a little bit more aware don't fall for many tricks, but now Satan is trying to get the young people off course so he can continue on to cause destruction. So if the Lord is speaking to you, do it. If you want to get into clothing, all you have to do is start knocking on doors and asking questions. You know, do your research. If it's not clothing, you find another medium. It doesn't have to only be clothing. But anywhere where God says work, you do it. Be faithful to it. You don't have to worry about being recognized. When God is ready to promote you, he will. But just be faithful to God, and he'll bless you openly.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know, listening to you, we're talking about the young people. It seems like it's such an attack on our young people as far as being respectful and doing things that an adult may tell them to do without a whole lot of bad talk.
Yes.
I'm finding it to be, in the daytime, I work with the younger people, and it seems like it's just so much back talk. In my day, or when I was younger, that's a long time ago, we would not dare talk back. We would not dare talk back to an adult. And it didn't even have to be our parent. It could be the next door neighbor. Because that's how we were brought up. That's how we were brought up. So, yes. And do you work with in your church with the younger people, you know, as far as the programs and different things like that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I have been operating as a youth pastor for a number of years. The youth is my focus. It's my heart, because they are the church of tomorrow. They are the government of tomorrow. They are the adults of tomorrow. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of them have been, in so many words, left to fend for themselves and left to their own devices and understanding. And if you can imagine, that's a terrible thing, because it's the elders who guide the young people that teach them what to do, which way to go, and how to live. So, yeah, we focus on the young people because they are the future and they need the most help. You know, it's hard to know the way unless someone tells you the way. You may know where you want to be, but how do we get there? So, yes, we do. We love young people. We do a lot of things for our youth, and you wouldn't believe how many of them really are missing, that have a void in the home where parents may be busy with work or no father in the house, or may even live with a grandmother or grandparents. And they're looking for us to give them a word, to encourage them, to love on them, to just, you know, let them know that family doesn't necessarily have to be blood, but it can be those who love you, who take an interest in you. And they don't necessarily, we necessarily don't want anything back but to watch the children grow, have a great foundation, and just fly.
Yeah, it makes a big difference when you can pour into a younger person's life. And truth be told, young people, they desire structure. They may not know how to say it, but they do desire structure, meaning that someone really cares for them and making sure they're okay and all of, and, you know, just making sure they're okay. This is what they actually desire, but maybe not know how
absolutely
to express it.
Absolutely.
So,
and see, it's so important because Christ, even in the scriptures, said to train up a child in the way they should go. And if he said it's time they need training, then we should listen to the ear, listen to the wisdom that Christ has. And he says they need to be trained up.
Absolutely, they need to be trained up. I tell anyone, I'm so old school. Kids today, I don't know, but mine are grown, so. But it makes a huge difference to pour in a younger person's life and giving them directions. And it's such a great feeling when they come back to say thank you. That, you know, it's like, thank you. You actually cared for me to give me great direction. That's a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, Minister Reverend Lewis, do you have any last words you may want to impart on us?
Yes. Well, as we depart, one thing that I would say is this. Let us not sit on, well, a lot of us go to church every Sunday and we get all this good word. And a lot of times we take that word and we sit on it. And in so many words, we become obese. All this good word, but it's lying between our jaws. And let us go out and share the word every Sunday that we get. So many people are lost. So many people are dying. So many people need hope. And all they need is a word. At any point in history, the one thing that inspired people was a word. And what better word but the word of God? And that's where we come from. And if you're one that's not very vocal, this is where T-Bot comes into play, because it's a tool where you can use it to start conversation. Or if you don't want to say a word and just stand there, the message is right there in front of you. And it takes about 10 to 30 seconds to read our messages, and you go on about your day, and you don't know how much you've changed somebody's life just by wearing a shirt. So just want to encourage us to let our light shine. Go ahead, Ms. Verna.
No, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, just let our light shine, and just, you know, sometimes being bold for Christ is not always what you say, it's how you live and how you live in spite of. So let's continue just to allow our light to shine. Don't put it under a bowl. Don't hide it. But let man see your light so that they may glorify our Father who is in heaven, because we're all looking for the way to God, the way to heaven, the way, the right way. So let us go out and just continue to encourage the body and love on those who even don't know, and just share God's word and watch God do what he does best. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And absolutely. Well, Reverend Lewis, it has definitely been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Block Talk Radio and learning about your clothing line and the great words that you have on those T-shirts. Actually, as you was talking, I was visiting your store, and it's really, really wonderful, and all the wonderful colors and the great things that I did see on front of some of the T-shirts. Really great. So it's definitely been our pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And we thank you so very much. And each and everything that you're doing with the youth and in your community, I definitely I applaud you for all of that.
Thank you, Ms. Verna. I so appreciate it. And I appreciate you having us on your show. We pray God's blessing on your ministry and your show. And as you continue to go and do for the Lord, we ask God to keep you.
Oh, thank you so much. I received that wholeheartedly. Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you once again.
God bless you.
And God bless. We would like to thank our sponsors, Vimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernaz@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this, coming from Proverbs the 16th, 6th through the 8th verse, King James Version of the Bible. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenue without right. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed. And our closing song, Release the Sound, by Mr. John Murray, and be blessed.
We sanctify,
we unify,
we lift your praises,
beyond the sky,
we sacrifice.
if you pray.